they always what they needed, and we did get it. And it was hard work now, but we knew exactly what we had to do going up there. And we knew this was a very, very good Sligo team, a completely different team that played against Dennis Owen the week previous. This team was in the semi-finalist competition last year and probably could have went on to win it. So we knew fine rightly what we're up against, and we went there. We were prepared too, as we were for the Dennis Owen game.
Talk us through the game.
It was a very bad evening, blustery rain and high wind, and the game kicked off and Sligo played with the wind on their backs. And to be fair to Sligo, over the course of the first 45 minutes, they probably shaded it. Now, but having said that there, we scored a goal after 4 minutes. A deserved goal, because we did put the pressure on them first couple of minutes, and that's what we intended. That's what we set out to do, to attack from the first whistle. And Kevin McHugh got one-on-one with the goalkeeper, and Kevin doesn't miss when he gets in front of the goal, so he put us one up after 4 minutes. They probably bossed the play a little bit, and they deservedly got an equaliser. I think it was midway through that first half, and we managed to get ourselves in front again. Again, Kevin McHugh won a penalty. I think it was about 7 or 8 minutes maybe from before half time, and he converted the penalty as well to give us a 2-1 lead. And again, I must say that our goalkeeper brought up two very good saves as well to keep us in the game in the first half. And the second half, we were definitely much better. In fact, we played very, very well in the second half. We bossed most of the play, and we created loads of chances. And in fairness to Sligo, they put the pressure on the last 10 minutes. We'll say they went to 4-3-3. But we defended very well. Our boys played very, very well in defence too. But they scored a goal right on the 90th minute. I'm not saying that it was, the boys said it never crossed the line, but somehow the linesman gave it. But anyway, that's another here and there, because they're always going to take us through anyhow. And we held on for them final couple of minutes in injury time, so through the kitchen sink at us. But we did our homework, and we played well, and we deserved to go through. So we're through now. And it also means now we have a home draw in the quarterfinals, which is very, very good.
So when we spoke yesterday, you said Sligo Leitrim were, it was going to be a tough game. They're a formidable outfit, and that certainly rang true.
Oh, without a doubt. They're actually a very, very good side. Completely different side to the side they played against Dennis Owen the week previous, as I said. But these fellas would have great aspirations of getting past us. They were confident, because I talked to the manager before the game, and they were confident. They knew fine rightly it would be a tight game, but you have to be confident, and he was confident. And obviously, I'm confident, we're confident of our team too, because we know we have a good team, and we knew it would be difficult.
So Raymond, when will you know your next opponents?
As far as I'm aware, and I'm not 100% sure on this one, but I think maybe somebody said it's possibly Limerick. I have to get that confirmed, but there's a possibility that could be Limerick now.